Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that donkey tail you got back there, too. That big one. By the way, Twin Forks is the name of the EP and the LP. Dine Alone Records, you want the LP. And there it is. They're also online. Catch them online and can't find it. Where you're at. Assuming you're at somewhere. Hi, Sarah Dix.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, good.
Okay. I'm going in the audience now.
Great. Yeah. I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I guess these guys wanted all their equipment. I thought they were just going to leave, but apparently they want all their equipment back. And
thank you,
oh,
gifts.
Look, they're putting, isn't that amazing? What about this crew here, ladies and gentlemen? Completely changed the whole nature of the stage, and they got their equipment back. So they can go on to Chicago with their equipment. That's a nice thing. Okay, let's just go out in the audience, say hello to people. We'll wing it. I got all your cards here. I didn't have a chance to sort through them, so there could be some misfires. How are y'all? Yeah, good, good. Now this guy is probably the best here because, yeah. All right, just stand up for a second. You are a very enthusiastic human being.
Well, thank you. I've been waiting a long time to come see you.
Really? How long has it been?
Well, probably 20 years, I would say, at least.
And why were you waiting, I guess, is the question.
Well,
For what?
You know what? You were in Iowa City probably maybe 10 years ago or so. Yeah. And we were working at a benefit sale that day, so I couldn't come see you. And so ever since then, I...
What is a benefit sale in Iowa? I know they have different names for sales.
Well it's MCC. It's Mennonite Central Committee, and it's about 3 weeks away.
Are you actually selling Mennonites?
Yes, we do. If you'd like to buy one, you can. No, we mostly sell food and quilts and that kind of thing to raise money for relief work around the world. Yeah. There's a little plug. Come down to Iowa City.
I mean, and that's very wonderful, but you couldn't ditch that to come to a show.
The
world's still going to be there.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
How often do I get to Iowa City?
I feel bad. That was my question. When are you coming again?
I have no answer for that question.
I'm inviting you right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Check out the details. We'll be there. And your name is?
Roger Schrock.
Roger Schrock. And what are you doing these days, Roger?
I'm watching your show. I work for a construction company in Iowa City.
Truck construction?
I wish, no. I don't own it. I work for him. If I owned it, I wouldn't work there.
Very nice to see you.
Nice meeting you.
Yes, I'm sorry about that remark, but hopefully they're not listening. What a good attitude he has. Yeah, he's so... What list?
My bucket list.
Oh, God. I'm okay. Let's see. Linda Erickson there is from Portland. Is it North Dakota? When did that happen? What?
You betcha.
All right. You betcha proves it, but it still doesn't explain why Portland is in North Dakota. I know there's one in Maine, but that's where are you again, dear? Yeah, well, here, come down here because I can't get to you. It's impossible. And if you step on people, they won't mind so much. I have to put my butt in everybody's face in this entire row and walk sideways. And that some people take it the wrong way entirely. Oh, no, go, no, no. No, you're here. You're almost here. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
And there is a Portland in North Dakota. Whereabouts in North Dakota would that be?
In the Red River Valley. Close to the Minnesota border, and it's named Portland because it's halfway between Portland, Maine, and Portland, Oregon, we're told.
Whose idea was that?
My husband told me that.
It must be between halfway between a lot of things. So why would you pick those two particular things?
Well, I have no idea.
Halfway between Moscow, Idaho, and Moscow, Russia.
Could be, yeah. We're kind of the central geographically.
But then you'd have to call it Moscow. Who wants that?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to live there. But we don't live anywhere near a port, so.
Yeah. And, if we're coming to Portland, in case we were, what would you show us first?
A few years ago, we had people come from all over the country to to visit us in North Dakota, and we took them to a farm and let them ride on combines.
It's mostly beets, or something, aren't you growing beets?
They were lifting beets, you're right.
You made these people come from around the world to lift your beets for you?
Not my beets. No. I only wish I had beets, but...
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm getting at, why were they coming from around the world in the first place? Was it because of the lure of the beets?
Well, we, each year, a group of people from my husband's OCS class meet somewhere, and we didn't meet in Portland.
Is that like a disability, OCS?
Officers Candidate School.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a compulsive thing.
Yeah, and they, that's OCD.
Okay, I'm sorry. He doesn't have that.
OCS is a little compulsive, too. Yeah. And that year we met in Minneapolis, and then some of our friends drove to the farm to visit us on the farm. Yeah, and then.
So these are officers candidates from around the world?
Yeah, from the United States from a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
From the past, they're Vietnam veterans, and several of them are with us today.
Is that right? Where are they? Round of applause. Big round. So you made our veterans work in the fields there for your damn beets.
Yep, that's.
And I bet you didn't pay him a dime for it.
No money involved.
Yeah. Are your people in beets?
My husband is sort of retired from farming, and we didn't grow beets. If we had, we'd have probably be living in the Caribbean or somewhere.
Beets are, well, you have sunflowers too, don't you?
We had some sunflowers. Yeah. We had some wheat. We had soybeans.
Soybeans are always good. That's what we have, soybeans.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
What do you do with them, though, once you grow them? I was thinking of going to the soybeans, but... Well, Kia, you don't see soybeans like, you know, just eating soybeans.
No, we sell them, and then I guess they make them into oil and
feed them to the cows, I think.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's great to have you. Did you have a question for me? Or?
Well, my question was, this is my first visit to Madison, and I'm impressed. We visited the state capitol building yesterday. It's magnificent. But why was Madison chosen to be the state capitol?
It wasn't originally. Someplace else was.
I think Belmont.
It was there for one day, and then they voted to move it to Madison. We learned that on our tour.
Well, it's because we're halfway between Madison, Maine, and Madison, state of Washington.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Thank you.
It was arbitrary. Nice to meet you, dear. Pleasure. Linda Erickson, representing the Erickson's of Portland, North Dakota. Oh, and Roger Erickson, too, I see. Juliana Olson, are you with the Erickson's as well? No? You're from New Orleans. Wow. Now living in Milwaukee. That's a really exciting move. Okay, yeah, come to me. That's all right. Well, you know, Milwaukee has been called the New Orleans of Wisconsin.
I actually call it the New Orleans of the North.
New Orleans of the North.
Yeah, because down in New Orleans, everyone's super, super friendly. And when you're talking to people, everything's about sports, food, music. And alcohol, pretty much. Yeah. And you come to Milwaukee, everyone's super friendly, and it's all about sports, music, food, and alcohol.
So it's identical, is what you're saying.
It is. Different accent, different flavor. Instead of, you know, crawfish and jambalaya and stuff, you have brats and burgers and hot dogs.
Okay. But don't you find that they dance in groups a little differently in Milwaukee than they do in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, Milwaukee is much more the polka style.
Yeah, it's more of a, you know, oompa, 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 whereas you're down there and it's a little more expressive.
Yeah, but both sides use accordions.
There you go.
So, yeah, you got Zydeco.
For different ends, different ends.
Different ends, different rhythm, but, you know, Zydeco uses accordions and all of your polka uses accordions.
My brothers and I are having, we have these reunions every so often. I have three older brothers. We meet in different places. We went to Las Vegas one year, and my brother Clayton goes into the casino, puts $20 in the machine, and pumps the handle until he loses it and goes back to his room and reads. That was Feldman's in Las Vegas. So now we're going to New Orleans, though, this time.
When are you going?
We're going in September.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's tons to do. You just missed the Jazz and Heritage Festival, which is what I recommend to everybody. You know,
I've been to that. That's great.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
They wouldn't like it, though.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like jazz. They don't like heritage.
No.
They're Feldmans. I like that stuff.
But the food. They'd love the food.
The food. The food.
Yeah, because, like, Milwaukee has Summerfest, which is, you know, the world's largest music festival, supposedly. But in New Orleans, it's Jazz and Heritage Festival, and I brought a friend of mine who's here today, Lisa, and brought her down. Wave, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I brought her down for the first time, like, 2 years ago to Jazz and Heritage Festival, and she kept saying, well, what's it like? What's it like? And I go, well, picture Summerfest with way better food, lots different music, and good booze.
Yeah. And the gospel tent. I mean, that's the most amazing thing, going to that gospel tent, huh?
Oh, yeah. The gospel tent, the blues tent. You know, you have your tents, and then you have all your open outdoor areas. And, like, we saw Santana this year. He put on a fantastic show. And just thousands of people all dancing.
Just one of them
together.
Now?
One Santana?
Yeah.
No.
More than one Santana?
Well, Santana is the group and Santana the lead, but he had you know, a couple of different people out there, and it was just wonderful. And Trombone Shorty closed it down, the festival, last Sunday and did an amazing show.
Yeah. I think we'll probably miss that with my brothers, but I'm going to go down again. I was down there a few years ago.
Eat some good food, and, you know, after bar time, well, there really is no bar time there because they don't close, but when bar time, when you're done, then you go to Café Du Monde and have your beignets and café au lait, and then you sober up enough to be able to stumble to whatever hotel you're at.
Well, it sounds like Milwaukee.
You're welcome.
Juliana Olson. Thank you, dear. Very nice to meet you. All right. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, aren't we?
Sure, let's do it.
Because... Is that what we do?
That's what we do at the quiz show.
Yeah, it's a quiz show, and we get a deduction for this because we're doing the quiz. So a chance for you to win fabulous prizes just for being fabulous. Before we can do that, can I get you? Yes. We have to find out who can and cannot participate in said quiz. So that today we have...
Mary.
Just uses the one name. Are you from? Can you say where you're from?
Yes. Frytown, Iowa.
Frytown, Iowa. Mary from Frytown. I'll give you that, and I'll get out of your way. Yeah.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Clinton Dix. I only read what's written. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Keep the microphone and give me the paper. Let's see the hands of those of you who would like to raise them to indicate. Well, come on, you had your minute. Now, how many bucket lists do you have? But this gentleman here has got a bucket list, too. We all have bucket lists, don't we? I don't have one yet. Are you supposed to have a bucket list by my age? Probably you are. I don't know. Hi.
Hi.
Getting a bucket list is on my bucket list, so that's the whole thing. And you are?
I'm Steve Janish.
Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Greenfield, Wisconsin.
From Greenfield, Wisconsin. The one that's near Milwaukee?
Yeah, right there, west, southwest suburb.
What do you do out there, Steve?
I'm a software engineer for a company called Artos Engineering.
Well, yeah. What kind of software would that be then?
It's embedded machines. They do automatic wire processing equipment.
Of course. Steve, give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Steve.
I showered this morning.
He showered! Finally, someone who showered for the quiz. Yeah, come on down, Steve. Come on, Steve. Embedding those things all day, you must be tired. Yeah, there you go. You don't have to do the actual embedding, do you?
Sometimes.
You do?
It's tough.
How do you do that?
Well, you get real small. Get inside there and you move those bits and bytes around.
Yeah. So you're actually hardware as well as software then?
Well, you got to know a lot about the hardware portion of it.
I would think.
I'm mostly into the software. They have a consultant that comes in and really does most of the board layout.
Well, yeah. Do the hardware guys and the software guys get along, or is there built-in animosity?
You know, before this job, I worked for a company called the Oil Gear Company. And that was even worse, though, because you had electrical engineers and you had mechanical engineers.
They hate each other, don't they?
Well,
they hate each other.
In electronics, an open circuit means no connection. Uh-huh. In hydraulics, open means you're moving.
So, yeah, they never grin anything after that.
So one time the mechanical engineer said, well, you know, during this process you have to close the valves. So I closed them as in a closed contact.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So we ripped apart a cylinder.
You did, just because you were on a different,
different terminology.
Two different worlds.
Yeah. But, you know, there's that old software joke, you know. How many software engineers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. It's a hardware problem.
I like you, Steve. I don't know what you're talking about, but I like you. Well, that's great. Okay, and then what do you do for kicks, though, Steve, when you're not embedding or doing software for embedding?
Well, you know, I go grocery shopping and I...
Do you do the cooking?
Yeah.
Around your place, yeah.
Yep, do laundry.
Do laundry?
Yeah, I got two kids, so
yeah,
have to clean up after them.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything like a wife?
I have an ex-wife. She's over there, though.
That's your ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay, well, that works out. I mean,
Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. Take out your ex-wife for Mother's Day. That's really a good idea. And your ex-mother is a good thing, too, if you got one of those. That's excellent. So what's part of the... Is there a gala sort of weekend? What do you...
Well, she's taking the kids up to the Dells.
Okay.
So, we just came out to Madison for the show.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, in lieu of a gift, I took her to the show.
Yeah. It looks like it was a big hit. Okay. Steve, someone out there plays along with you, whether they're hardware or software or open or closed.
Or mechanical.
Or mechanical or electrical, those guys. I don't know those guys. And so how does that work, though?
People who want to play the quiz at home, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And you ask them a qualifying question.
What if they don't want to play the quiz? Is there any procedure they should follow?
They should definitely not pick up the phone.
Okay. For any reason? Or
maybe to call Mom. It's Mother's Day weekend, you know.
Do people still pick up a phone? They don't. People your age, for example, probably have never picked up a phone, in a sense.
Well, you're still picking up your cell phone, right?
Well,
you have to
hold
it,
but you're not.
It.
This is picking up a phone. Watch. Mm. See that? Does that mean anything to you?
Look, it's cordless.
All right, so, okay. Here's the question, then, if you picked up your phone and you called in. Americans will spend how much on Mom this Mother's Day? This is a total, and it's a number, and it's a big number. It's in the billions, I'll tell you that. It's in dollars, in billions of dollars. How much total will be spent on Mother this Mother's Day? Projected, of course. So if you give us, we got to be pretty close to it.
Yeah.
Within a billion, I would say.
Okay, within a billion. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones right now. Barry's on the line there from Humboldt, Tennessee. Hey, Barry.
How are you doing, Michael?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
It's a great day here. I'm on my way to Missouri. I pulled over safely. Going to go see my mother.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Since I don't have billions to spend, I thought I'd visit her.
I'm sure you got a billion you could come up with if you just took your time getting there, you know, called a few people.
I'll look under the bed. Maybe I have it there, but I know I don't have it in my wallet.
And is it a big family get-together then?
Yes, my brother lives there. And actually, by the way, as you guys are talking about computer terminology, I had a girlfriend who used to refer to me as floppy disk.
Okay, Casey, you were talking about that. You could always insert that into the conversation. And then,
I'm not my mom's favorite. Sorry, I tried.
No, that's nice. Is it a big family, Barry?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. A brother and uncle and some cousins. We're going to have a good time together.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds great. Americans will spend how much on mom this Mother's Day in billions? It's a big number, Barry.
10.5 billion.
10.5?
Correct.
Bigger. Bigger number than
bigger
that.
Than, yeah. Bigger than that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're giving second guesses. But
no, not really. You are going to see
Happy
your mother.
Mother's,
that's pretty cool. You're driving from Tennessee
listeners.
To Missouri, and I'll give you one more because you're driving that far to see your mom on Mother's Day. That's sweet.
How much bigger from 10.5, Michael?
Oh, God, that's just the half of it.
How about 15.6?
Oh, boy.
I did 30 billion. I'm just teasing. About 30 billion.
No, that's way too much to spend on mom.
No.
Are you kidding? She wouldn't accept that. You know that. $30 billion. Okay.
Well, I have 20 billion reasons not to hang up, so I'll just keep listening then.
Okay. Oh, okay, Barry. Who cares what the answer is? It's an estimate anyway. 18 to 19 billion, so I think you hit one of those in there, didn't you? Okay.
All
right. Yeah, you qualify then, Barry, by popular demand. That's
Thank
not,
you.
And I'm sure your mom would approve, too. Barry, this is Steve.
Hey, Barry.
He's in...
How are you, Steve?
Oh, I'm just Ducky.
Steve is Ducky.
Good. We're going to win this.
Okay. You sound enthusiastic. That's how you sound enthusiastic, though, right? Is that you being enthusiastic?
Correct. Always think positive. Always think positive.
Okay. So two of you are a team, Barry and Steve. You're not competing. You're working together here, and we're gonna get this one pretty good, I think. Okay, so what categories do we have, Sarah?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Barry, what would you like?
How about science?
Science it is. Okay. Okay. Do lonely bacteria mutate slower or faster? Lonely bacteria.
Lonely bacteria.
Yes, this would be an isolated. Now, lonely, obviously, you're putting some judgment on it. But this is bacteria that's alone, whether he's lonely or not.
Well, when you drink alone, you usually get kind of tanked a little bit faster.
So you say you mutate faster when you drink alone?
I like that, Steve. I'm thinking faster also.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, faster. You guys can think. You can think what you want. That's true of E. coli, bacteria, and Steve. They mutate faster. Yes.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Well, let's try current events. Maybe there's something about a ha-ha or something.
Okay. LAX, Los Angeles Airport, shut down because it couldn't process the flight plan of what that was flying over it?
Air Force One.
Barry?
I know the president was there recently, hobnobbing with Hollywood stars, so I think he's right.
No, I'm sorry. It was the U-2 spy plane. Flew over.
Isn't that the same thing?
quick thinking. It's quick thinking. I'm sorry.
I really think it's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. It was the U-2 spy plane, and they don't usually file flight plans for that, I guess. So that
no,
would be...
you wouldn't want to tell a spy plane where you are. That would be...
You should have your own show, really, you know, because you're a very thoughtful individual and in areas that I am not.
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay, that's good.
Sorry about that, Barry.
We're in a good position here, I think.
Yeah, and well the categories positioned. Left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Barry, a little setback. They were
how
okay.
About, how about people and places?
Oh, people no, or places.
Yeah.
People, sorry, people.
People?
Correct.
Okay, correct. Percentage of Mars volunteers, these are people who volunteered to go to Mars on the Mars One excursion. Percentage of Mars volunteers over the age of 56. Okay. Is it 3%, 9%, or 37% of the volunteers for Mars were over the age of 56, in other words?
Well, that would be older. Something to put on a bucket list, wouldn't it?
No. It beats What Do You Know, I think, probably for most bucket lists.
Mars, barely,
What Do You Know?
You know, Steve, I'm thinking the higher number because maybe by then a lot of those people have taken care of their responsibilities. They like to have an adventure. So what do you think about the higher number?
By then they'll be dead and not have to worry about it.
Just actually, get away from the right
time,
you know?
They finally get to it.
I guess it beats Boca Raton, you know, in Florida. So
3%, 9%, or 37%, you guys say?
Well, the high end, 37.
I'll go with a few things. We're working together, Steve. You think it's the 9? I think it's more than 3, but
you do?
Could be wrong.
Could you be wrong?
Could he be wrong?
I like the higher number because I would do that. If I was 56, I'm 52, so if I was 56, I would venture to go there.
Oh,
let's go for that one.
Yeah, it's 3%.
Oh. See?
Are you kidding? They won't get off till 2025, so we figure how many years is that from now? What year is this? So you'll be 67 or something like that, or close to 70, or in your 70s maybe by the time they actually take off. This I don't need in my 70s. A full and rewarding sex life, yes. And so the score would be?
1 right and 2 wrong.
Okay, don't worry about
it. We can do it.
Don't get any wronger. Don't get any wronger. And what's left there, Sarah?
Places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Back to Barry, is it? Or you?
I think it's Steve's turn.
Steve, go ahead.
How about the school stuff?
School, okay. You should learn this in school. It's actually multiple choice this time because it's a little bit tricky. Which of the following college catchphrases have been trademarked by the University of Colorado? You know, all the colleges have trademarked sort of catchphrases or slogans now. Which one is from the University of Colorado? Is it A, touched by a nurse? B, be the difference? Or C, tomorrow starts here?
I'm surprised it doesn't have something to do with cannabis.
Yeah, now it probably would, but this is last year's catchphrase. Touched by a nurse, be the difference, tomorrow starts here. These are all real ones, by the way, of different schools.
They're all
real. We're looking for Colorado. Real, huh? Yeah.
They're all real?
I'm gonna have to defer to you, Steve. I'm not really sure.
So.
Which one touches you the most?
The one about the nurses, I suppose.
Touched by a nurse is right. Holy cow. Good thinking. Marquette is Be the Difference. And tomorrow starts here is Eastern Carolina. So there you go. Touched by a nurse. I'm going. Okay.
Two right, two right, two wrong. And the categories remaining are places or odds and ends.
Oh, this is it. This is okay. And what?
Places or odds
yes.
and ends.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And Barry, right?
Yes, yes. I think so.
Odds and ends.
This could be anything, Barry. Nose or tummy? Okay. Nose or tummy tuck?
Which is more popular?
Robert? Yes, exactly. Which are there more of
I'd
happening?
I'd have to say the tummy tuck, probably, and more people concerned about that.
Well,
let's look at noses in the audience. Noses look good, so I think.
I would think the cost would be an issue, and the tummy, you can kind of hide your tummy with a shirt or a jacket, and the nose is more visible and less costly. So thinking nose, Steve, but you can, I'll defer to you.
Have you had any work done, Barry?
I tend to favor the George Clooney look, so I think I'm okay. So.
I'm more Rosemary Clooney than George, I gotta say.
Have you ever been touched by a nurse?
Let's stay on topic here, gentlemen. Nose or tummy tuck, which one do you think is the more popular procedure? They're both popular, by the way.
Both popular.
Yeah.
Let's see, if I had to put my nose on it.
Yeah.
Still go with the tummy tuck.
Tummy tuck? Barry, okay?
I'm good with it. I trust these.
Tommy Tuck is right. 160,077 to 147,996 noses. Congratulations. You've won the quiz.
Steve, whether it's fruit flies, insomnia, or per capita ketchup consumption, you'll find it in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Sourcebooks. Barry, start your day in What Do You Know? Audience style with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend, and take the edge off the afternoon with smooth and relaxing Costa Rican Terrasu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. And both of you can bring back the best memories of your Italian childhood with a jar of all-natural marinara sauce from Appleton, Wisconsin's Carmela's Bistro, made with love, shared from the heart. And accessorize your haversack with a genuine What Do You Know Silver Jubilee Anniversary Patch. Congratulations to both.
Wow. You guys cleaned up. Thank you. You're a good man. Barry, hang on there just a second more. We'll get you over to Mom's before you know it. Thanks for playing, man.
Thank you.
Nice job.